Kirsty, are you there?
Yes, this is Doug.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I just
sorry, I missed your call. It was strange. It was just connected as I was answering. So I don't know
if
it was on my end or what. Yeah. But
I don't know.
Thanks for making time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Sounds like this case has gotten a little bit of attention this week.
Yeah, I know. I would rather it never did, but that's all right. It is what it is. I just wish it was all, I just wish a spade was called a spade in this situation, but whatever.
Are you okay with me recording while we talk in case I want to use some of your comments?
Yes. Okay? Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. And your last name is pronounced Schieffer, is that correct?
Correct.
I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe just start. I know this has been going on for quite a few years now. Can you just tell me what prompted you to file the lawsuit at this point?
Well, what prompted the lawsuit? Understand that I started working with the city in 2018. It's a long story of how we got here. So, there's so much to the story. But so I've worked with them for many years. You know, in the beginning, I was promised approval for a helipad. Okay. And hence the reason I built.
By whom?
What's that?
Who promised you that?
Mayor Dave Kavanaugh.
Okay.
Okay. And, even in the October 2019 meeting where they approved my house with a hangar, the city directed me to call it a workshop to get it approval. So you can have a garage and you can have a workshop. So if I was going to have two different types of garage spaces, they told me to call it workshop on the print, and that was one way to get it approved. But during the meeting of approving my home, they're like, well, let's just call it what it is. Let's call it chopper storage. And so, everyone knew what it was for. And I was also, they were supposed to vote at that meeting on at the helipad, if they were going to pass an ordinance to allow it. And, with restrictions and all of that. But regardless, like I said, it's a long story. Call it my fault for moving forward building the place. But I was starting construction in November. And, even in the meeting, I was like, guys, I'd been working with them for almost a year at that point. I was like, am I building my house with a hangar or without a hangar? I need to know what I'm doing. I'm starting construction next month. And like I said, I'd already been working with them. We had already brought in several consultants, experts. We brought in, MnDOT, Aeronautics. I brought in a specialist, a heliport specialist. And regardless, like I said, it's a whole long story. So obviously it was frustrating when I build my house with a hangar because I'm told, okay, so during that meeting, I was like, guys, am I building this house with or without a hangar? What am I doing here? I'm starting construction next month. And the mayor pulled me outside and said, Doug, you're going to get approval. We're not ready to vote on an ordinance tonight. You're going to get approval. Build your house with a hangar. So I did. I took him at his word and I did. So regardless, there's a lot to it in that manner, but let's take it from a different perspective. And so there's so many things that I can do. Understand that my house is on a seaplane base, a public seaplane base, right?
Maybe the water, you mean the lake.
Correct, yeah.
You're talking about. Yeah.
That bay that I'm on, it's Steamboat Bay, that bay that I'm on is an airport. It's N16. So I live on a public airport already, and seaplanes are in and out of there all the time. And everyone loves the seaplanes, right? So, and plus, there's so many things I can do. On the roadside or east side of my home, I have 9.7 acres there. So it's a very large area on the other side of the home, completely surrounded by trees in my home, and nobody can really even see in there. So if I landed over there, it's out of sight, out of mind. No one even really hear me or know I came in or out. That's what I would love to have happen. I don't even want people to know when I'm there or not. I just want to go enjoy my place and whatever, be left alone. But on the lakeside, so that requires city approval, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've pushed for because it's the least intrusive. It makes the most sense. So, but that, again, that requires city approval. So I've been working with the city for years trying to do this in the least intrusive manner, which is what I just spoke of. I know I can do it, right? So, the fact that I live on a public airport, you know, do you want me to throw floats on the helicopter and just come in like a seaplane does? I can do that. But
is that what you're doing now? It sounds like your attorney was saying you're using like a barge kind of thing.
No, I have a barge. So, I mean, that's basically what we're going to go fight about in court. So, like I said, there's a lot to it. You'd think it's just really simple, but it's not. So I came up to shore, just like a seaplane does. But I choose not to do that because then I'm in the water with swimmers, with jet skis, with boats, you know. I mean, it's not the safest thing to do. I mean, seaplanes do it, but I choose to be as safe as I can be. So I know I can do that. I also am extremely confident that I can land on a barge or vessel. There's nothing prohibiting me from doing that. And I've made sure that the barge meets all of those types of requirements. So there's times right now where I do land and take off, or call it set down and pick up from the barge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's other times where, I mean, I'm not going to get into, I mean, this is what we're going to go to court about. What is a landing? What is a takeoff? What is taxiing? What is a set down? What is a pickup, okay? Or a liftoff. So I believe what I am doing is perfectly legal, but it's what we're going to go fight about. So why did I file the lawsuit was your question. And
mm-hmm.
I worked with the city for several years. They've wronged me many times, okay? And I don't need to go into all of that, but they've wronged me many times. It's been, and that's fine. I've been trying to do the most amicable, least intrusive thing for years. It finally got to a point where the experts that I've hired, my attorneys, were telling me, Doug, just start doing it. Just start landing. I've been trying to explain it to them why I can, with or without your approval. But so even then, when I was being advised to start doing it, just start flying in there, I tried like two more times with the city, two more times to get approval for them to create an ordinance to provide this. They have no ordinance to deal with a helipad. So first you got to get an ordinance passed. If that passed, then you go in for, say, a conditional use permit, and they put conditions on you, which I would love to have conditions. You know, I mean, it makes sense, right? To fly in there once, even once a day, it's not that big a deal. Someone might hear me for a minute or two. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, I've provided all the sound studies of, you know, whatever. I don't need to go into all that either, but
well, can I ask about that? Because I know there's been, I guess, some neighbor complaints, right? Or at least people reporting you using the helicopter.
There's a handful of people out there. Just yeah. Not the vast majority of my neighbors were in support of me, but go ahead.
Okay, I guess that was my question. Do you think it is a nuisance to your neighbors? Do you think they can hear it when you're coming and going?
No, I think it was the fear of the unknown in the beginning. So I feel like if I had just started doing it, it would not have been a big deal at all. But so it was kind of the fear of the unknown, you know. I mean, we went through so many meetings with the city, and people would show up and say, it's loud, it's dangerous, it's loud, it's dangerous, right? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I disagree with that. I do agree that the sound is different. And that's a challenge with a helicopter, because it's not something you hear every day. You do hear lawnmowers every day. You know, you hear semis every day. I mean, there's a lot of noises out there. And on, you know, Gull Lake, it's one of the most recreational lakes in Minnesota. You're hearing jet skis every day, boats every day, maybe in the wintertime it's snowmobiles. Regardless, we're able to prove that these things are as loud, and many items are louder than my helicopter. The issue with the helicopter is just different. So I've already proven this with acousticians. I was required to do that. I went through all the same stuff in Scott County. And, you know, ended up winning the case in Scott County, and I've got approval, and I fly it out of my house there. So, but I had to go through all of that there as well. And, you know, Scott County was a very rigorous process. You know, they made me hire acousticians. They made me do all of this. So I was already able to prove all of that type of information. So do I feel it's loud to my neighbors? So
after
meetings, you know, after I started flying in and out, Then the opposition shows up and says, okay, well, all right, maybe it's loud and maybe it's not. It's just, he can't do it. So it went from it's a safety issue and it's a noise issue to, well, he just can't do it. And, you know, the whole just can't do it thing, I mean, that's what my experts and my attorneys, like, we think differently. Like, we believe we know the law. We believe we know, I mean, we know what's written in their ordinances, and we believe what I'm currently doing is okay. But, I mean, that's what the court's going to have to decide. So
do you believe that what you're currently doing is okay because you're landing not on the property, you're landing on the vessel or the barge, right?
Well, two things.
Do you agree with, yeah.
Two things.
Okay.
So when I actually set it down on the barge and lift off from the barge, absolutely. I can do that all day long.
Okay.
Is like, but to me, if I was my neighbors, you know, even my next door neighbor to the south of me, you know, she was at one point, you know, very for it and was a supporter of mine. And then she turned against it and did a lot of things, you know, whatever, was against it, put it that way. And today she's like, you know, it's fine. But, you know, if I had my choice, I'd rather it was on the other side of the house, which is where I was trying to get approval. But regardless, and that's the neighbor that's closest to me. So, I mean, so just another point to that. I fly in and out of my house all the time. My neighbors at home are going to tell you, no big deal. Even if there's a lot of times they don't even hear me. So there's been times my wife is in the kitchen and doesn't hear me.
Too?
At home,
is
no.
Okay. Because I wonder, is that part of the issue here, do you think, that... you know, it is lake property. It's
an airport.
Lots of people using the.
It's okay. A public airport.
Yeah.
That's what it
well,
is.
Let me ask you about that too, because I know that there's the airport nearby, and there's been discussion about you building something there, a hangar. Are those plans? The city didn't accept those plans, right?
I mean, that's a whole thing. Like in the very beginning. It was like, let me build a hangar at the airport. And they said no. And that's a long story, too. It has to do with how the property was donated and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how long ago that was. You know, we fought for, you know, several years. And then the whole airport issue came up again. I'm like, sounds good. You know, I already built the hangar you guys told me to build. I've already spent all this time, money, energy to build this hangar. But you know what? I just want this over with, you know, to appease everybody, that's fine. To appease the neighbors, to appease the city, fine. I'll build another hangar. Let's do this at the East Gold Lake Airport, right? You know, right now it's just a grass strip. There's no buildings, no nothing. And, you know, I'll make it look nice, whatever. So sounds good. Let's just do that and we all move on. They went and passed an ordinance allowing it. They changed their own rules allowing it. Turned around, mayor calls, Doug, yep, we got her done. Submit, you know, design, submit your drawings for approval. I spend the time, money, energy again, get it designed, hire an architect, and I submit my drawings. Here we go. We're going to get this done. And then they turned around and pulled the rug out from me again. So to say that I haven't tried working with them is crazy in my mind. You know, I've tried everything to work with them. And... now it's just, and keep in mind this whole time, I've been being told that, you know, and reading all the rules and laws and everything, that I've been being told, like, I can't do this. Like, I held off for several years in doing this, trying to be the good neighbor. And it got to a point where we need to force this to court to get it over with. We have to. That's where it's got to go to end. Everyone wants this to end. The city wants it over. Neighbors want it over. I want it over with. We all wanted this over with. No one likes to fight, right? So, unfortunately, it's going to take a court to get this over with.
I think some people might hear this story and say, why is it so important for you to be able to fly a helicopter when you're, what, like 3 hours away?
Sure.
Your home is 3 hours away. But can you explain why this is...
Absolutely.
I mean, you would spend money and time and years to fight this?
Okay. I mean, there's several answers to that, but A, yes. Am I a passionate person? Absolutely. You know, I started out 20 years ago. You know, I've wanted to fly since I was a kid, but 20 years ago, I signed up in Lakeville for fixed wing, for airplane, right? And that was the path I was going down, bought the books, the CDs, and I was signed up for the classes, and then my wife got pregnant. And it's like, oh, shoot, I ended up putting all that on hold. I mean, we wanted to have kids anyways. It just came sooner than what we had planned, whatever. So I put that on hold, and, you know, life gets busy, you know, work and business and everything else. And so several years go by, and finally, you know, I get the bug again, you know, 6, 7, whatever years ago now. And I go to Flying Cloud, and I talk to a few different pilots there that flew both, you know, helicopters and airplanes, and I'm trying to figure out how to go about this and meet with them. Like, you know, my ultimate goal, I want to fly both. I mean, it's just a goal and a dream of mine. And they said, well, Doug, all right, we'll start with helicopter, because if you can figure that out, plane's going to be really easy. And that's why I'm flying helicopter. It's a passion, okay? And the East Gull Lake thing, I mean, if it would have all been handled properly, I can take no, that's fine. But how it was handled with me designing a property and buildings to per direction of the city, and then to have the rug pulled out from under me, plus it's a property rights issue. So I'm a passionate person. I'm going to fight for property rights. If it truly had any effect on my neighbors, that current everyday living doesn't already happen. You know, if there wasn't already noisy boats, let's say you're up on the North Shore or something. Well, I would get it. You bought a place on the North Shore for peace and quiet. No one can look at you in the face and say, okay, I bought a piece of property on Gull Lake for just pure peace and quiet. Because number one, the property I bought is on a public airport, M16. Like you said, there's another airport, the City of East Gull Lakes Airport, 3 miles away. There's, ultralights. They fly out of there all the time. Those things are so loud. There's boats, there's jet skis, there's noise. So nobody can tell you that I'm hindering or creating any noise levels that's not already created. Plus, again, like I said, it's a couple minutes. When you hear a lawnmower, it's not just a couple minutes. So, I mean, what else could the issues possibly be, you know? I'm not...
Am I understanding correctly that MnDOT also issued you, like, a cease and desist order?
They did, and we responded to their cease and desist. We believe they're wrong. I mean, if you're going to issue someone a cease and desist, you should at least provide the ordinances or the rules that you're saying that I'm breaking. They can't do that. They haven't done it. So give me that or show us why I'm wrong. And if we look at it and say, oh, wow, okay, MnDOT, yep, you're right, then I would stop. Absolutely. Mm. But they can't. They haven't done that yet. I don't have.
Okay.
They've never. All they did was say, hey, stop it. That's all their cease and desist was.
Are they saying you're also violating your pilot's license as well?
No, not to my knowledge. I mean, okay. Tell me how, okay. You know.
Okay. So what would be an ideal outcome then for you from this lawsuit?
You know, even a couple of years ago when we went down the East Gull Lake, I was willing to build another hangar. That would have been fine. But once they completely hosed me on that too, even after they told me to design it and spend that kind of money, that ship sailed now. So, you know, since then, instead of building that hangar, I had this barge built to land on. So, you know, it's like, I don't, the best outcome for me would be creating rules and creating stipulations, conditions, you know, time of day, how many times, you know, and put me on the other side of my house where every neighbor is going to tell you, yeah, that's where everyone would like to have it. That's where I would like to have it. Out of sight, out of mind. I don't want to be coming in over the water. Everybody is enjoying their time, and obviously, you know, they're creating noise just like everyone else. But if I come in on the east side of the home, if you studied the property, I don't know if you've ever gone to my website, you know, eglpropertyrights.com. There's a lot of information on there.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But on one of the videos or whatever, maybe there's a few pictures, but you can see on the other side of the home, I mean, it's just, it's a vast area. And once you get beyond my property, it's uninhabited land. It's not like there's a bunch of homes. I mean, it's uninhabited. So that would be the best outcome for me. It'd be the best outcome for my neighbors. But the city, they just, there was so much opposition. There was not in the beginning. And that's when the city was saying, yeah, we're going to get this done. That's a whole nother long story as to how the opposition started. But once the opposition did start, the city's just kind of, you know, I think they feel like there's just the backs up against a wall because there's a lot of opposition. And they feel like, I don't know. But understand that even remember, like when I started flying in here, I told you, you know, experts and, you know, attorneys told me to start flying in. Understand that there's members of the city commission that also told me to start landing. So it's kind of a mess, so, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Since that Star Tribune story came out, and I know there were a few other news outlets that picked up the story, I've just seen a lot of critical comments of you, and I'm sure you have too. I wonder, I mean, what's your response to that? To people who say, oh, this is just a rich landowner who just wants to do whatever he wants and doesn't care about anybody else. I mean, that's got to be hurtful to hear those comments.
It's extremely hurtful. I can't believe how, you know, the only, so I've talked to you, I talked to WCCO real quick, and I talked, the Star Tribune thing, man, I wish I could do that interview over, just because I was catching a plane, I was trying to rush it and do it quick, and yeah, you know, that story wasn't horrible, but what all the other media outlets did, you know, to take that, it's just horrible. How can, you know, if someone asks you, why do I do this? Well, you know, it's a passion. And yes, it saves me time, right? I mean, it's a 3-hour drive or it's an hour flight. You know, it is more time with my family. There's been times where I've flown for medical reasons, not for myself, but for my family. And it provides all of those things. And then to have some media outlet say, you know, tycoon needs to fly to be a better dad. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's just, that's disgusting to me. So I guess I didn't really answer your question, but you know, what would I say to people that, you know, point fingers at me that this is just a rich guy trying to do what he wants? I would say, you know, everyone needs to understand the whole story before judging. And I would love to get the whole story out there. It would probably take 30, 45 minutes of me talking to tell the whole story. But nonetheless, I'm fighting for property rights. I've been wrong. There are ways I can do it. I just want everybody to understand that I spent several years not doing this at all, trying to appease and trying to, you know, hire an expert to teach the city and for people to learn. I even did, you know, did a test flight for people at one point. And it's to a point where the city's wronged me. I can do this over the water, but I'm trying not to. I'm fighting to do this in the least intrusive manner. But yet, being a very passionate person and believing in property rights, I don't just quit because I'm going to quit. I believe in what I'm doing and how I'm flying in and out. I believe is legal. I believe it's right. If a court says different, then I stop. But then I put on floats and do it over the water, and it's just dumb, you know? So all I would say is people should get the whole story before they start judging. You know, I've even gotten emails at work that are just, it's just nasty and disgusting. You know, if you don't understand the whole story, then just either figure out the whole story or just keep your opinions to yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not good. Would you agree? It sounds like when the city issued you the citation or the violation, that they cited like reports of you landing on the property that previous year. Do you agree that those would not meet city codes? And I know you said the way you're doing it now, you don't think violates city codes, but they're saying that there were these other cases where you landed on the property, you're coming going on the property itself.
Well, that's what we're gonna go fight about, you know. So
Okay.
It's, you know, I don't know if Nathan got into the technicalities at all. But we will be going to fight basically for two things. What is a landing and a takeoff? You know, and can I store it there?
Okay.
And, you know, the whole storage thing, you know, they approved it calling it chopper storage. They've, you know, they believe that their clause that says you cannot perform airport services, that's what they're hanging their hat on. That is the reason why I can't store it there. Mm-hmm. And we would argue that it's not aircraft services. You know, it's, again, you know, if you park your car in your garage, is it now a mechanic shop? And if you park your boat on the shoreline, is it now a marina? So we don't buy that. Their whole storage argument, I think we will win that very easily. It's your question about what I'm doing, is it wrong or not? And when we look at proper FAA terminology, I believe what I'm doing over my property is taxing, and I'm not landing or taking off my property. The city thinks differently, and I totally understand to the untrained eye, to someone that doesn't understand the true definitions of what a set down is, what is taxing. You know, you're getting into the weeds here, so it gets challenging. But someone that doesn't understand all of that, I get why they think what I'm doing is wrong. If you understand, like, I'll try and explain it real quick. A seaplane. They touch the water, and then they taxi to shore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they hit the water, their landing's complete. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. A helicopter, you know, that's the other issue. Like, why is it so okay for the seaplanes? Just because my aircraft looks a little bit different, but whatever. So my helicopter, when I bring it in over the water, let's say I'm 5 to 10 feet off the water. My landing's completed. I'm now taxiing to shore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's my argument. I taxi to shore just like a seaplane does, and I set it down on the land. I'm not landing on my property. I'm setting it down because I've already landed over the water, over the public airport.
Okay.
So that's the argument.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is helpful. I'm sure we could talk about it for a long time, but I think you covered most of my questions. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you think would be important to know?
I don't think so. It seems like every time I talk, it turns back and kicks me right in the teeth. So, I hope what you do is fair. That's all I can ask.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm kind of going to keep an eye on this case, so I might reach back out with, it looks like there's a hearing coming up in January, maybe.
Yes, there's one scheduled right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, of course, Kirstie. Thank you.
Okay,
have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.